Hello and welcome back to the Iseko County's Count podcast. I'm your host, Tiffany Homer. This week in news, Sunday, December 3rd marked the 205th anniversary of Illinois becoming a state. Illinois statehood was achieved on December 3rd, 1818. We'd like to congratulate McHenry County for their recognition from the Illinois House of Representatives for their participation in Operation Greenlight for Veterans. Operation Greenlight for Veterans is a campaign designed to show support for our nation's veterans and to also raise awareness of the county role in providing support and resources to them. In other news, registration is now open for the National Association of Counties Legislative Conference, otherwise known as NACO. The conference will be held from February 10th through 13th in Washington, D.C. The conference brings nearly 2,000 elected and appointed county officials to focus on federal policy issues that impact counties and our residents. Attendees have the opportunity to engage in second-to-none policy sessions, meet with members of Congress, and interact with federal agency officials. This week in the state, the Illinois Department of Labor has issued a subpoena to the United States Steel Corporation to investigate its compliance with the Illinois Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act, or known as WARN. The Illinois WARN Act requires employers with 75 or more full-time employees to give workers and state and local government officials 60 days advance notice of a plant closing and mass layoffs. The Illinois Department of Labor was informed on Tuesday, November 28th of this year, of a mass impending layoff at Granite City Works in Granite City. More than 1,000 workers will have lost their jobs at the conclusion of the layoffs. Work on two new shelter sites for migrants has begun. Governor J.B. Pritzker and the Illinois Department of Human Services announced that the construction of two new shelter sites launched the week of November 27th. The sites will house over 2,000 migrants total. Work to construct and operate the shelters is being funded by the state through Governor Pritzker's recently announced $160 million investment to improve the migrant pipeline. This podcast is brought to you by United Healthcare. UHC believes everyone deserves quality health coverage they can afford, so they provide coverage options designed to fit all kinds of budgets, and always look for ways to take costs out of the system to improve affordability and access for all. They focus on serving the individual, offering access to quality care, personalized solutions, and support for every step of the way. Visit our website and look under the Corporate Partners section to learn more about United Healthcare. We'd like to take this time to invite county officials and staff to join a NYSACO policy committee to help shape the association's legislative advocacy efforts. Meetings are held virtually, and committees meet 4 times per year, unless committee members desire to meet more frequently. Iseko has the following policy committees: Agriculture and Rural Affairs, Community, Economic, and Workforce Development, Environment, Energy, and Land Use, Public Health, Justice and Public Safety, Transportation, and finally, Arts and Culture. Again, this opportunity is open to county officials and staff. Please email our Legislative Advocacy and Research Manager, Nakia Hall, at nhall@isecoil.org to join. That's Nakia Hall at nhall@isecoil.org. The Iseko Board of Directors will meet for the 4th and final time of the year, Thursday, December 14th. The minutes from all Iseko Board meetings are available on our website at www.isecoil.org. Is your county a member of Iseko? If not, why not? If your county is interested in discussing membership in Iseko, please contact our association at 217-679-3368. And again, that's 217-679-3368. That wraps up this week. On behalf of our association, we would like to thank you for listening.